Thanksgiving Food Safety. Thanks for joining us, everyone. I'm Melissa Berniston with today's Accent on Agriculture. Experts say avian influenza not a threat this year, and you can avoid any problem with food-related illnesses this Thanksgiving by following some simple rules. Gary Crawford has the story.
We've all heard about the bird flu sweeping through Asia and into Europe. Millions of birds have died from it or have been destroyed to help prevent its spread. However, in this country, officials are reminding us,
there's absolutely no reason not to have turkey for Thanksgiving. I certainly will.
That's the top Department of Agriculture official in charge of animal health programs, Dr. Ron DeHaven. He says first,
there is no evidence that it's in birds or humans in the United States at this time.
This type of flu virus in years past has gotten into some commercial flocks in this country. Some of us may be wondering, if that happened again, would our poultry food be safe to eat? The U.S. Department of Agriculture official in charge of food safety says first, even if a flock were to get the flu,
the chance of that infected poultry ever entering the food chain would be extremely low.
And even if the odds were defied and a bird with avian flu were to get into your local supermarket meat counter, there's one other factor on our side.
In addition to proper processing, proper handling and cooking of poultry also provides protection from viruses and bacteria.
Now, once again, so far we don't have the avian flu in this country, but Dr. Raymond says consumers should handle and cook meat correctly to protect against all the diseases and bacteria that we do have. He says always follow the four safety practices: clean, separate, cook, and chill.
By clean, we mean always wash your hands and surfaces that have come in contact with meat before and after handling food. By separate, we mean don't cross-contaminate. Keep raw meat away from other foods. Cooking a turkey breast at an adequate temperature does no good if you've contaminated the lettuce. So cook the meat and poultry to the proper temperatures. Using a food thermometer is the only sure way to know that you have cooked that product properly.
So keep hot foods hot, cold foods cold, and you'll be all right this Thanksgiving. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.
Have a great day and join us Monday on the Tennessee Radio Network.